I've forgotten the plot, he says. I've forgotten what the hell my character does. It was 2 years ago that he filmed it, and a lot has happened since then. In early November, he received an unusual call. Ridley Scott needed a speedy replacement for a disgraced Kevin Spacey, who had played real-life billionaire J. Paul Getty in his already shot historical thriller, All the Money in the World. Scott flew in from London to convince Plummer, who had reportedly been his original choice for the part. The actor's talent for capturing historic figures is undisputed, and he was the right age for the role. But the studio pushed for a hotter name, a 57-year-old Spacey, who required layers of prosthetics to look old enough. Nevertheless, Plummer was wary. It seemed an impossible task, given that the film was scheduled for release in December. I thought, Jesus, this sounds... Christ, and then I thought, wait a minute, this is kind of exciting. Plummer has a way with unsavory men and a theory about playing them. I believe that when you get a sleazy character like Lago, who was the arch-evil of all the characters in literature, you've got to make him as charming as you possibly can, says the actor, who played Lago opposite James Earl Jones Moore in the 1982 Broadway production of Othello, for which he received a Tony nomination. He's been nominated 7 times and won 2. Same with that unattractive creature, Getty.